global-bpi.org to learn more and spread the message. Donate today at global-bpi.org.
Need a place to go and watch a picture show? It's Unique Boutique, the screening room, Kingston's only downtown cinema, a cool and cozy gem. So silence that phone, leave your worries at home, take an armchair vacation to sights unseen, fly solo with friends, or take a date. It's great,
we'll butter
the screening room. Independently owned and operated. Three screens with showtimes daily. Special events, private rentals, fully accessible. In the heart of downtown Kingston at 120 Princess Street. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter at screeningroomkingston.com.
You are tuned in to Kingston's only truly local radio station, CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
I thought that the opening was a disgrace, actually. I thought it was a disgrace.
Psychedelic September, coming soon on Retrospect.
little taste of acid and a little taste of what you can get throughout Psychedelic September. Here on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Hello, welcome. I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect episode 636, and we are taking a little taste of acid, exploring obscure 60s psychedelia throughout this episode. Thanks for joining me. Started it off this week with Fuzzy Phases, a side of a 45. The track's called Julie's Trip. This one released three times, I believe. Firstly, a test pressing out of France, then a French release on a label called Del Sol, and a release on a Belgian label called Hebra Records. Fuzzy Phases, Julie's Trip, out of France.
When you're stoned, you can get hung up and like stare at a piece of dirt for a day. When I was dropping acid, one time I was doing that. I was staring at a piece of dirt.
Let's head to the States for this next set of obscure 60s psychedelia. Starting off with a band called The Generation Gap, also the title of their LP on Century Records. But I'm taking a track from a Century Records 7-inch 45 RPM EP released in 1969. One of three releases from this band out of, I believe, West Palm Beach, Florida, The Generation Gap. This is Plastic Faces.
John Brain here from London, Ontario, Canada. You're listening to the world's best 60s garage, freak beat, and psychedelia. It's all right here on Phil Gray's Retrospect.
I took a trip to Purple Orange Room to find what life could mean. We'll be right back.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show as we explore, in this episode, obscure 60s psychedelia, three tracks from the States, The Generation Gap, Plastic Faces. Followed that up with The Honey Jug, released on a label called Hip in 1967, a side of an obscure 45 covering the Yardbirds For Your Love, written by Graham Goldman, The Honey Jug For Your Love, and finally in the set, The Tangerine Zoo. Formed in Swansea, Massachusetts, 1966, became part of the Boston psychedelic scene, described as the Bosstown sound. That was really a fabricated comeback to the San Francisco sound. They released two albums on a label called Mainstream, narrowly missed widespread recognition by being forced to decline an invitation to perform at Woodstock. Members of Tangerine Zoo came out of bands such as the Ebb Tides, formed in 1966. They had tracks on comps like Quagmire and 60s Rebellion. That band evolved into more of a psychedelic band, called themselves Flowerpot. But as Tangerine Zoo, February 68, released their self-titled debut album, featuring a six-minute psychedelic cover of Them's Gloria. That's a brilliant track. But prior to recording their second LP, titled Outside Looking In, a band member departed to finish high school. As I said, they were invited to perform at Woodstock, had other commitments, so declined, eventually dissolving in 1970. The Tangerine Zoo, a track called Crystallescent Heaven. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. We're carrying on with psychedelia out of the States. This one's more proto-psychedelia. You can see the band up on the Retrospect Instagram and Facebook. They are called Mum's Boys. Track called Yellow Pill, alluding to Mother's Little Helper, Valium. 1967 release off the Freak Out USA soundtrack album, released on Sidewalk Records in 67. This is Mum's Boy, Yellow Pill.
Psychedelic September, coming soon on Retrospect.
Is it not easy to describe. I'm a complicated thing, and I'm here in complicated times and in complicated places. But now let me tell you what I really am and what I really do. I'm colorless, odorless, and tasteless. In fact, I'm a kind of a nothing. But I'm one of the most powerful nothings that ever came down the chemical road.
Halfway through this week's episode, exploring obscure 60s psychedelia. Three tracks. Out of the States, Mum's Boy's Yellow Pill. Then the UK, a band called Charge. Formed by three art school students in Derby in 1969. Three of the four members went on to back Arthur Brown in Arthur Brown's Kingdom Come. At one stage, the band even had a New Zealander in the lineup, a guy called Nick Hoffman on flute. They made a recording at the Library of Derby Art College in 1969, issued 50 copies of that in 1970. So from that 45, on a label called Zugma, this is the B-side. It was called Boring Song. And then finally, The Clubs, Clubs with a K. You can see them on our Insta and Facebook. Also a British band, originating in Birkenhead in 1965. They recorded a single-sided demo for a label called Chart Records in March 67. A couple of months later, they were invited to London to work with a producer, David Paramore, who took an instant dislike to the band. During that session, they recorded covers of tracks by John's Children, Mark Bolan's band, also Cream, those tapes long lost by EMI Records. Another recording session at Decca Studios, 1968. They signed a contract with Don Arden, recorded covers of the Beatles and Hendrix, but Arden demanded that they change their name. The band refused, and Arden apparently ripped up the contract, saying none of their recordings would ever see the light of day in his lifetime. Then there was another recording session where they re-recorded some of that material, and from that, I believe, the Clubs Ever Needed Someone. The third track in our set, Global Psych, coming up next.
Come along with Alice and get the feel of a psychedelic wonderland where acid hallucinations take you out beyond yourself.
Well, let's explore some global psychedelia, starting off in Germany with Hell Preachers Inc. off an LP called Supreme Psychedelic Underground. This band rumored to have had various members of Deep Purple. They've always denied that. This is We Like the White Man from Hell Preachers Inc.
We like the white man, he brings brings the fun in. We like the white man. He brings the fun in. We like the white man. He brings the fun in.
I studied in Berlin.
We like the white man, he brings the money. We like the white man, he brings the money. We like the white man, he brings the money.
Just one of my drops can be enough for 500 average doses. I'm so powerful that I exert an effect in doses smaller than such potent drugs as strychnine or cyanide. My discoverer found that out back in 1943 when he accidentally inhaled a microscopic speck of me and then took to his bed with hallucinations. How can I tell you how really powerful I am? The head of a pin can hold enough of me to send a room full of people out of their minds. A dose for one? The point of a pin holds plenty for a solo trip. 20 doses can be put under a stamp. An eyedropper can contain enough for 10,000 doses. I'm measured in millions of a gram, called micrograms or gammas. So tiny that even the precision laboratory scales like this can't begin to measure me accurately. We'll be right back.
park at night. Oh, she used to be so nice. She used to come every night. Oh, we used to play, sing, run, make love. She's gone. The end of my world. The end of everyone's world for me. Oh, I just can't believe this could happen to me.
Gray, host of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. It's a labor of love. And if you dig what I do, why not buy me a beer? Or just a coffee? You can do that now via buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's buymeacoffee.com/MRBHILGREY, Mr. Phil Gray. I may not be able to have a beer or coffee in person, but we can do it virtually. On with the show.
Well, if you like what you're hearing in this episode, remember, September, Psychedelic September here at Retrospect, lots more obscure and very cool late 60s psych. We had three global tracks, starting in Germany with Hell Preacher's Ink, We Like the White Man. Then Kaleidoscope, a band out of Mexico recorded for Orpheon Records. None of the members actually from Mexico though. They were variously from Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, which is where they recorded their 1967 self-titled only LP. Wasn't released until 1969, back on Mexican label Orpheon. Kaleidoscope with Once Upon a Time, There Was a World. Then Small Step to Colombia for Los Speakers from Bogota, very much influenced by the Byrds and the Beatles, moving on to psychedelic rock music, formed out of two earlier bands, Dynamic and Electronic. Los Speakers with Oda a la Gente Mediocre.
I thought it was terrible.
Let's check out some Japanese psychedelia. One of my favorites, The Beavers. Just one LP from this band. They had way cool covers. Yardbirds, I'm a Man. In fact, they're often considered as the Yardbirds of Japan, but here they are covering the Stones. Japan's The Beavers.
Thank you. I read some silly things about kids falling out of trees and painting themselves green and yellow, and that was stupid to me.
Richard speaks.
Un navire, pavillon noir, il y a des pirates dans ma baignoire. Ils abordent mon savon, lèvent les voiles avec mon beau caleçon. Sur les murs, des femmes vertes me regardent, la gueule ouverte. Dans les vatères, depuis deux nuits, il y a un vampire qui m'a souri. Si je buvais moins, ça ne m'arriverait plus, non. Si je ne buvais plus, ça m'arriverait moins. Si je buvais moins, ça ne m'arriverait plus, non, si je ne vivais plus, ça m'arriverait moins. Là devant moi, qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? Je le vois, mais je n'y crois pas, non. Oh là là, manquait plus que ça, une fille entre chez moi. Elle m'embrasse, je l'aime aussitôt, mais cette fille-là, mais qu'est-ce qu'elle a dans le dos? Elle me sourit, elle me dit j'ai des ailes, je suis un ange, bye bye, le bon Dieu m'appelle. Si je vivais moins, ça ne m'arriverait plus, non. Si je ne vivais plus, ça m'arriverait moins. Si je vivais moins, ça ne m'arriverait plus, non. Si je ne vivais plus, ça m'arriverait moins. Moi aussi, je sais voler. Le plus difficile, c'est de décoller. Comme je n'ai pas d'aile dans le dos, je ferais peut-être bien m'associer avec un moineau. Oui, je viens mon ange, oui, je viens à temps, je m'envole. Ou alors c'est le seul qui fait ça. Attends-moi mon ange, attends-moi je viens, attends-moi le temps de boire encore un verre de vin. Si je vivais moins, ça ne m'arriverait plus, non. Si je ne vivais plus, ça ne m'arriverait moins. Si je vivais moins, ça ne m'arriverait plus, non. Si je ne vivais plus, ça m'arriverait moins. Ça ne m'arriverait plus, non. Si je ne m'arriverais plus, ça m'arriverait moins.
Thanks for sticking with this week's exploration of deep and obscure psychedelia. The Beavers out of Japan, She's a Rainbow. Then to the Netherlands for The Zips, formed in Dordrecht, signed by Op Art Record in 1965, kind of as a folk beat rock band, progressed into psychedelia. The Zips with When You Tell It, Tell It Well, and then to Belgium for an artist called Douglas. Recorded for Philips Records, 1967, mono 45 record. Douglas was in a band called Lay Dollars. Aside from that, very little information available. We took the B-side of Les Anges Noirs 45, track called Si Je Pouvais Moins, out of Belgium. Well, that's it for this week's exploration of psychedelia. Like, follow, subscribe to Retrospect, Psychedelic September, not far away. Hook up with us on the socials. We've got Facebook, we've got Insta, we've got TikTok. Follow us on any or all of those. Your feedback always welcome. Rate and review on any podcasting platform that allows you to do that. Remember, full track listings always posted up on our Facebook and Insta every week once the episode drops. One more track, an instrumental involving a guy called Joey Levine. American singer, songwriter, record producer, considered the father of bubblegum music. He was in various bands including the Banana Splits and Professor Morrison's Lollipop, and also this band, Captain Groovy and His Bubblegum Army, which was variously released on Super K Records, a pop and rock label formed in 1969, and on Hansa out of Germany in 1969. This is the B-side of their 45. The A-side actually self-titled, Captain Groovy and His Bubblegum Army. This is the B-side. It is called Bubblegum March, or its full title, Bubblegum March, Blowing Bubbles Through Rose-Colored Glasses. Catch you next week here on Retrospect.
with Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60's Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60's Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.
On Saturday, August 24th, it all begins again. The ecstasy.
Richardson Stadium comes alive. Alex Parikin is hype. I'm hype. I love football.
The exhilaration.
And there he goes. That man is bad. That man is fast. And he is up over the 50, still on his feet.
The heartbreak.
And Laurier wins on an absolute heartbreaker at Richardson Stadium.
The pain.
No!
All part of a long journey to football immortality for the Queen's Gaels. And on Saturday, August 24th, in Windsor, Ontario, it all begins again. 3:45 p.m. pregame.